Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Copen and Copenhagen. My name's Owen and I'm with Marius.
Hello, Elton.
It's a Monday and we're going to chat on a Monday because the news episode's on a Friday. I'm Irish, Marius is Danish, Abby's not here, but Abby's American, and we talk about stuff, generally speaking, just as a caveat, it's general, not obvious, always, we talk about stuff in Copenhagen or Denmark or Scandinavia or whatever. Mm-hmm. Marius, what are we going to talk about?
Well, this is going to be a bit of an old angry man rant.
Oh, okay.
That I've been trying to keep it in.
Oh.
I think it speaks a bit to Danish, some part of Danish culture. I'm curious to see if this is something you've noticed. So, recently my bike has had a little issue, and I've been a bit lazy also, so I've been taking the metro a lot.
Okay.
And you go on the escalators up and down.
Yeah.
I've found that often, and this is where it becomes extra old man, young people...
Oh, man.
...will stand next to each other on the escalator. Yes?
Yes.
And with their phones.
Yeah.
And And even if you walk and I try and sort of make louder footsteps as I come closer to them.
Uh-huh. So you're stamping. You're stamping on the way up an escalator.
Up or down.
Okay.
Either way.
On an escalator, you're stamping towards two people minding their own business.
And I have to say, excuse me.
Get
for
the
them
fuck out
to
of
move.
Here.
They don't just on their own
get
notice someone's coming closer. Maybe it would be common courtesy to step to the side. Yes?
Yeah.
That's one.
Oh, God, there's more. Okay, right. Okay. I have also
found that in general.
Yeah.
And I've been listening that this is Danes.
Mm.
This is not internationals.
Mm.
Maybe there's the odd tourist every now and then who's confused on the escalator.
Mm.
But this is Danes.
Uh-huh. I'm all
ears. Fucking don't know what side to stand on.
Stand left, walk right.
Yes. I've been to the UK. Everyone knows there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get told if you fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to start telling people. Because I am too polite. And with my passive aggressive... excuse me.
Is that polite?
No, it's passive aggressive.
So you're too passive... You're right amount of passive aggressive.
It's I don't think it's right. I think I should. I might start like I do on the bike path. I just yell at people if I feel like they're on the wrong. But here, for some reason, I don't want the confrontation. Maybe it's because I know I'm fast enough to get away on the bike.
Yeah, I don't have to see them. That's it. If you can get away with it, it's people getting angry in the car. You can say anything you want in a car. You can beep in a car. You can shout. I like make profanities through the window to somebody on the other side in the car because you're not going to see them again in 30 seconds unless they chase you. I had a guy, I was coming off a junction and there was I was coming off a junction and I thought I could be quick enough to get in before another guy, right?
Mm.
And I cut him off. And we got stuck in traffic, right? But he came really fast in and he nearly hit me. And I was in the wrong because I judged I should have waited, but I judged it wrong. I thought I could get in. But he sped up, right? Kind of like dangerously so.
Okay.
And he nearly hit my van and I beeped. I was like, oh, beep. And he flipped out. He was up from the driver's seat. He went over the passenger seat, rolled down his window of the passenger seat, leant out the window and screamed at me in Danish so much that there was spittle coming out of his mouth. It was the most intense fucking thing I had experienced in years.
Oh, wow. Did you understand any of the swearing? Well, could you hear
probably
it?
Going to kill me?
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I was far enough that I didn't hear anything, but it was.
You didn't go, wait, wait, and then you rolled down your window.
Say again.
Say again.
Say again.
I didn't quite catch that. Yeah.
Nice neck of dansk. No. I just kind of watched in like shock and amazement. But the point is, he drove off. And then he, but he was an angry man.
He was an angry
man. Yes. And I'm a mangry man sometimes.
You're a mangry man.
I'm
also?
A mangry nan. I'm a mangry nan.
Oh, I could eat a nan. But anyway, have you experienced this on the escalators? What's your? What am I just old and grumpy now? Is that what's happening, or have you?
Well, my trick is I always, if I need to get out of an elevator or escalator or anything fast, I hold my hand to my mouth and I go, oh God, oh God, oh no, oh no, oh no. And I just make that sound constantly.
Okay.
And then people will leave very quickly. Sure. No. I don't.
It's not something you've encountered?
Not enough to care about it.
Because it's, I'm not even, like, it has been, it
this
has
is
been
like
on
an
my
emotional
mind.
Thing for you. This is it, like, has, you are connected to this. Have you tossed
but
a
I think
bed?
It speaks to, I think it speaks to, like, a it's a personal thing for me also. Like,
yes.
I really sort of, if people are, I feel like people are not being sort of allowing space for other people, especially in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really just makes me, like, just pay a little bit of attention to mm-hmm. your surroundings and just be a little bit more present about who else is trying to maneuver.
What about if you've lived in China, you've been to London, these places are, those cities are way busier.
Yeah.
You go into the London Underground or something, or you go, like, go, I haven't been to China, you have, so maybe I'm wrong, but like, busy Chinese streets. Are you still feeling that way? Or is it just because you're in Denmark, you think it should be different?
That's a good question. No, I think I was, well, I feel like in London it is quite structured, like especially on that escalator thing.
Okay, maybe escalator, but
like getting in and out of the subways, maybe not.
Fucking chaos, man.
Yeah, that could be a bit of a mess. But I feel like it's the same, well, we're maybe, but it's just funny, maybe we're a little bit better at that, about standing and giving access to people coming out of the metro before just trying to squeeze yourselves in.
Mm.
But maybe it's also because we are just less people. But like, the escalator thing is like that. Like it
Let's
shouldn't be that
down.
Hard.
I see. Okay, we could take this two ways, right? We could talk about Denmark and pet peeves and little social norms, right? Mm. Or we can talk about Marius.
No, let's not.
We,
let's
we
not make
about,
this
we can
a Marius,
talk about
Marius episode.
We can talk about Marius.
No, I
where's
don't need
Marius
that.
Going? Where's Marius's escalator going? That's what I want
not
to know.
Not fucking anywhere. People aren't getting out the way.
But can you see a world where you recognize that there's people who aren't paying attention and that's okay too?
But I wonder if it speaks to Danish society in the sense that it's because the rules aren't clearly defined.
Therefore, they don't give a shit.
Therefore, no one has told me that this is exactly how to do it.
But it's a common sense though.
Yes,
to step
but
aside.
Maybe we're not just that good with common sense.
You think so?
I don't know. This is a theory I'm working on right now.
Let's scratch this out. Let's get to the bottom of Marius here. Let's get to the bottom of Marius here.
No, it's Danish society we're mm-hmm. trying to
yeah,
dissect
yeah.
here.
That's what we'll call it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Fuck
yeah.
You. No, but like, because everything is quite sort of you know, make a bit of a black and white kind
sure.
of picture, but like mm-hmm. our traffic, like mm-hmm. it's all quite ordered and structured and we follow the rules and sort of it's quite clear where your bike goes
yeah.
and where the car goes and what's not to do, right?
Sure.
And I feel like queuing, we're quite good at queuing in supermarkets,
mm-hmm.
but it's been quite clearly defined. And like if they have a sign and it says, tell us if there's more than six people in the queue.
Yeah.
Like, we will do that as soon as there's six people in the queue,
yes,
right?
Yeah,
then
yeah,
we
yeah.
will go complain or like...
Is there a sign that says, tell us if there's more than six people in the queue?
There used to be these in FACTA, like... I don't know if maybe they've stopped doing that.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't six, maybe it was five.
Less.
No, it was quite a low number.
Sure.
So people were just like, yeah, I'm ready. Another one in the queue, then they're going to open another till. And yeah, just in general, like, you know, with the whole corona, whenever Meta said do this, we all did that,
mm-hmm.
more or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is my theory. Is it because the rules aren't like super clear? That yeah. it's not like a rule, it's just like a suggestion. Hey, stand mm. to the right and walk to the left.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just common courtesy to yeah. allow yeah, okay, people to yeah. walk past. And is this why there's bad service in restaurants?
Yes, yes. And did you have a good relationship with your father when you were young?
The best.
Did he hug you?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe too much.
Services in restaurants, you say?
Yeah, but maybe this is because I also think this speaks to like why are Danes not like it doesn't come natural to us to give good service.
But there are places you can get very good service in
where
Denmark. Fancy restaurants.
Yes, but they're trained and paid.
But
so,
everyone's
again, it's
trained
rules.
And paid.
No, because if you're just a student, you know, doing a waiter, then yeah, you're trained, you know, briefly. But,
okay, all right.
But
let's
like a proper sommelier or a waiter in a fancy restaurant.
Let's pull this back then. So you're saying the reason Denmark, generally speaking, is a good place and a nice place is because people are told to be good and nice. So, mm-hmm. with that logic, with this theory, like, we'll keep this whiteboard and we'll just put it over here, mother question mark. We're going to say, if there was no religion in Denmark, do you think people would be around, going around killing people with trees?
Well, there's the odd case of yeah. that.
No, but like,
I see your point.
So is
your point.
Are we all just fucking monsters behind the mask of rules? God, that's a good line. I'm gonna write that.
that's a album cover title. Mm. I mean, to some extent, yeah. I think so.
You're one of these ones. So you're one of these ones. You're one of these ones.
No, but like within reason. Yeah. But I think there is there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not.
Did you eat your brother in the womb?
Yes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
That's why I'm never sick.
So hold on. Pull it to the big picture. I said at the beginning, we can talk about things that are outside of Scandinavia. So don't switch off. You knew what you're getting into. Religion and the police. Do you think without religion and without police, we would be in chaos? Like they're the kind of like go-tos for rules, right? Societal rules. The enforcers and the tellers of this and that.
I think, yeah, if you went from having that and then suddenly not having that,
yeah.
I think, yeah, we would struggle here in this country.
Really?
I think so. I think we are more reliant on like some nice rules, some nice systems that just keeps it flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So we can complain about minor things mm-hmm. and let that be the issues of our lives. But if we actually had big issues,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a rude awakening.
Okay.
To how we may function and how just the fact that we can't stand on escalators, Owen. How are we gonna manage when there are bigger problems?
But maybe escalators are the little get out of jail free thing that you can do that you don't feel guilty about. Because I would say we're inherently good. Police and religion taken out of it. We're going to just settle down and sure there'll be trouble.
Are we talking about Denmark or like just humans in general?
A and B. A equals B, right? I mean, it's the same. I like, generally, I'm just saying in general, right? We'll talk about Denmark, right? Or Scandinavia, okay? I'll stick to the original part of the podcast.
Sure. Because that's what I meant. I didn't mean like on a world scale. I think Danes are more.
But let's be if Denmark can't fucking survive without police and religion, then who among us will guide?
We're not some kind of pinnacle of, you know, the humanity.
A lot of people think you are.
Society.
Society is a representation of humanity.
Yes.
So, vis-a-vis, Denmark is seen as one of the pinnacles of humanity.
Okay, I'm not saying that. That's on you. That's Owen. You've seen the picture.
Hey, don't turn this on me.
The golden retriever energy guy.
Don't turn this on me.
I have nothing.
This is your session. This is your sofa session, right? I'm your doctor. Okay. I mean.
So how sad were you about not having any siblings?
I have siblings.
Oh shit.
And I'm very sad about that.
How sad were you?
I love them.
No.
So, Denmark being the pinnacle of history and society as we know it.
What?
Right?
History now. So.
I mean, it is Denmark being the universe's greatest achievement, right? Okay? All right. Where was I going? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I got lost in things to say to piss you off. Let's put it this way. Let's say, I believe inherently good, right? So, yes, these things are important for society, but it's not the walls that keep us in, like, take the walls away and we'll still be functioning okay. We're still generally good people. Good things, bad things happen, whatever happens. Police are not, right? Da, 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 da. Of course, police are important and all these things. I'm not saying, like, let's get rid of all of it, but I'm saying society could, there could be a society without, right?
You're saying we would not start eating each other immediately if there wasn't, like,
right? So, let's stick with that, right? Let's say the inherently good and people in Denmark being the greatest place in the universe, saying that people follow the rules and they understand that it's correct to follow the rules. And it's not just we are told to follow the rules, therefore we follow the rules. It's that I agree, I submit that this is the way I want to live. The rules, we as a society, as the greatest part of the world, we've as a society...
My Yandelo, like, it's just... It's off the charts right now.
as the pinnacle of humanity, we've agreed that this is good, right? So that's fine, right? We would do that, but with that comes a natural rebellion inside all of us, right? We never all just want to do the right thing. There's all, because we're animalistic at the end of the day as well, right? There's parts of us that are just like angry for no reason. I want to grab that burger from that plate. Whatever it is, right?
You hungry?
I'm very hungry. There's a little gas, just a little valve that you get, a little bit of overpressure of like following rules but I also have a little bit of individualism and da-da-da in me. You just leave it out. I stand on the side of the escalator that they walk on and I'm fuck society. It's my own little safety measure. I get to be a bit of a dick. And I can move on with my day. And this guy who's stamping behind me on the escalator, saying unschool in a passive-aggressive way, probably has daddy issues. But I'm able to...
Canada daddy issues, thank you.
Canada daddy issues. But what do you think of that?
That was an annoyingly long rant. I see, yes, I think there is the need for that, and maybe that's... But it just happens too much to be like, oh, this is my little rebellion. It seems like, it doesn't seem like an active choice.
I don't think, but here's the thing. I don't think we're aware that the valve is there. Sometimes we are. Sometimes you do a little thing, you know, like sometimes you go around and you just puncture bicycle tires in that late at night.
What?
Just, huh?
What?
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you go around and you just like smash windows of houses when no one's around. Huh?
What are you talking about?
What?
What's happening here?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we all have, like, just, we sometimes we just let the valve off a little bit, you know?
What are you doing at night?
What? No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes we do have a little, like, I'm a bit angry and I say something, right? Or, you know, like, Kia car or whatever. And, but I think there's a lot of things we do that we just subconsciously don't follow the rule because we don't want to always follow the rule because it's boring to always follow the rule.
I jumped into the metro like unnecessarily, like I took a risk that wasn't necessary.
Okay.
You know, the doors were closing.
Okay.
And I had two people in front of me, very slow on the escalators.
Uh-huh.
And my blood just started like boiling.
Uh-huh.
So, and I made it up, tick, scanned my ding, yep. IC code, and then I saw the doors closing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in a hurry, buddy. But I leaped like fucking Tom Cruise. Just saw the doors just coming right to my face. Yeah. It was beautifully timed.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, that looked so dramatic for like a Tuesday noon. Yeah. 12 o'clock, people just casually in the metro. So I quickly walked away.
Note to self, reckless endangerment of own life. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's another aspect of that when you're just like, you need a bit of excitement or the vial, like, so do it like that instead. Instead of like pissing me off on the escalator, take make it more exciting getting into the metro.
This could be really, really, really simple though. Could be, because you did preface all of this with young people, quotation marks.
No, that was specifically the people standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Like, then there's the people who just stand on the wrong side.
Oh, but wrong side is mistake. If you're standing and you're on the wrong side, like, to be fair, the only reason I know walk left, stand right is because I heard it in a lyric of a song once. And I was like, oh, that's what that is.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason. And then obviously, in super busy places, you see people doing that, right? And you're like, oh, that's what that is.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have, I didn't grow up with escalators, right? I don't know, I didn't have escalator etiquette, okay? I just learned this. A lot of people haven't.
Okay, maybe.
So standing on the wrong side is just a mistake. And if there was a sign, they would.
There is a sign. There is on all the escalators. Oh. There is a sign right when you get on. It literally says, stand left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or stand right, walk left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but it says it in Danish. So you have an excuse. But no Dane. No Dane does.
Simplification here. Just young people being distracted on their phones. Actually, let's stop saying young. Fuck's sake, we're not that old. Just people being distracted on their phones.
Mm, yeah.
That's a thing that happens.
You
know?
Yeah.
We're also dumb in many ways.
Yes. I mean, it's also dumb of me, you know,
to be emotionally... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stomping.
You literally threw your head through closing doors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't... Sometimes you make bad decisions.
I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just saying this is... You know, this was a pet peeve of mine. Something that pissed me off. You know what gives me a little bit of joy about escalators?
What?
Is watching people get on and off. When they like have to do a little run up, or they have to like they have to time it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just like, I don't, why? I get it.
You know,
if people are afraid of escalators and have some kind of walking disability.
Yeah, I get
how getting off can be a little bit sort of like you don't want to miss time lifting your feet at the right point. I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But getting on.
I was given a book. So I'm dyslexic, right? I can't. I'm brutally dyslexic. Can't spell for nothing. I got a book when I was young, and in the book they were just like, describe you. So it was kind of like, so you found out you're dyslexic, this kind of thing, right?
Mm.
I tell you like how it affects you and stuff like this.
Write us how that feels.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, it was ironic. That was a book.
Yeah.
But in it, it says that you're like, you may be afraid of escalators.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That was in the book I had. That was
related to
that dyslexia, was about 30 years ago now, but like yeah
okay,
yeah,
wow, interesting, yeah. I'm they wouldn't, I wasn't dyslexic enough to get sort of any help.
Okay, this is starting to make sense now,
but I was pretty dyslexic.
Yeah
so yeah, fun times. Yeah, escalators, man, they're a trip.
How's your Yendala doing? Is it okay?
It's okay.
Did I push you?
I think I just needed to talk about this with someone.
That's okay. Really, it's all right. It's okay. Hey, we said it's a chatty episode.
Yeah.
It's a chatty episode. We're just chatting this one.
Yeah. I would love to hear other people's pet peeves.
Yes.
Danish. Like, yeah. Is there something in Danish society, culture,
yeah,
that you find to be a pet peeve?
Yeah.
Like, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Come on, let's go Kia car and we'll just take it easy for today, all right?
That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Until Friday.
Stay
coping.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.